I mean, the, well, not the 10, what the matter with me, the, he would collect from the tenant down, landlord, couldn't think.
All right, uh-huh. And then what do you mow your grass with?
Lawnmower.
Do you have names for the different types? For instance, the kind that has no power and you just push it.
Well, somebody would say, you know, if you have a lawnmower, what do you have? Well, I've got a, you know, a push mower, I've got a riding mower.
Mm-hmm. And what about the kind that's electric or gas powered?
Self-propelled mower.
All right. Then what do you call, and I can't really describe this very well because I'm not sure what it is, the kind of instrument that's powered that you would clear your garden with? It would prepare the soil for planting your garden.
A tiller?
Yes, that's it. I don't really know what they look like because I've never used one. Then these are little hand tools for your garden. What would you call a little hand scoop? I think it's the same thing, more or less, that brick masons use. And
trowel.
Would you use that for the garden tool also?
Yes, my wife's got one of every kind.
Okay. Well, what would she call the kind that has three prongs?
Oh, boy, that's got a name, too. For getting the grass out of the roots out. Can't think of a name for it.
Okay, that's all right. And then what would you use to get the leaves up with in the fall?
The rake.
Are there different types of rakes?
Well, there's grass rakes. There's the old-style metal rake that is for heavier work.
Mm-hmm. Is that the kind that looks a little bit like a comb?
Yes.
And it just has a few teeth?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I used to have one of those, and I don't know what became of it. Then what would you cut your hedge with?
Hedge clippers.
Would you use another term if it were electric?
The word shears is used quite frequently.
Mm-hmm. And then if a tree blew down, what sort of power-driven thing might you use to cut it up?
Either cross-cut saw or chainsaw.
Are they the same?
No, a chainsaw would be run by gasoline.
Oh.
And a cross-cut would take two men, one on either end.
Mm, I understand, okay. Could you describe different cuts of beef steaks, first of all, and then other cuts of beef?
New York strip, sirloin.
Do you know what part of the beef these come from?
I have looked at the charts many times, and I've discussed it with my wife and with butchers from time to time, but I guess I was more interested in the final results of eating the steak than as to where it
That's
came from.
That's the interesting part. Any others? Any other terms? Types of snakes? Types of snakes? Types of steak?
Round steak used to be a very popular name when I was young. Round, porterhouse, sirloin, New York strip. That's what I don't think of.
Okay, how about other cuts of meat, not steak? Like ground up beef would be?
Ground meat, brisket stew. My wife used to ask for different cuts of beef by like number 7 or numbers that the butcher would say to ask for.
Mm-hmm. How about cuts of pork?
For some reason, that never has seemed too important. I think the center cut of pork chops is much preferable over some of the end cuts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what else do you get from the pig?
Sausage meat and pork chops and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Surely must be some other things.
How about types of ham?